This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Monday's not his day.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Either is really Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, Monday helping, even though, well, it's raining here.
Yes.
And it's been on and off raining here, but I don't know what's going on down Merrick's Way, Robbo.
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
So, Bill, we've got a bout of rain. Was this forecast?
No.
I don't know that it was.
I don't think it was, but it's good.
And I know it is good.
I like it.
No doubt about that. Demo in shortly.
Oh, good.
Big round of footy, so we'll get to all the bottom of the topics. Speaking of topics, Brayshaw back. It comes on a Monday. Looking forward to that.
Good.
Hugh Greenwood from the Rampaging Kangaroos. What the bloody hell? Who saw them at 2-0? Certainly not me. And then
they're fifth on the ladder.
That's unbelievable. And then, of course, joke to finish up later on, and we talk about something that happened at the MCG over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit in this show that you'll enjoy, I'm sure. Hello, Willis.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you, of course, and good to see you, Rabbits.
And then a disher over the top, and Jamie Elliott thought and heard pressure coming from the back.
Stayed in.
Was there a whistle? Is the whistle gone? What's going on?
It's still in.
What is going on?
Play.
All the players have stopped.
You're kidding.
Unbelievable. Oh, party trick from Penrith.
Hello.
Got it to Nick Dacos.
Kick the goal.
Nick Dacos to kick a goal.
Come on, Burn.
It's ridiculous. Did you see that?
No.
Scott Pendlebury just did the flick over the head handball. Beautiful.
How well is he going?
No, going beautifully.
He gets a run in the five.
Well, does he?
Well, Jay-Z does.
Jay-Z does right there.
Gets excited.
Very excited.
Scott's going.
That's it.
Yeah. Top now, Rapsy, for a little...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, Jimmy boy, plenty of injuries. I know Damo's coming in, so I'll just abbreviate these and then Damien will come in, okay?
Yes, abbreviate them.
Dustin Martin, something going on there.
Ooh.
So we'll have a look at him.
Yes.
Jacob Hopper limped off with an ankle, Jim. This is all Richmond, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They take on the Rampaging Collingwood at the MCG Friday night. 6-day turnaround.
Yes.
And Nathan Broad is out suspended.
Yes.
So they've got a
slim
few.
Tackle. I saw that.
Yep. Another injury at the Saints with Jack Steele.
Mm-hmm.
What about this? He broke his collarbone and come back on, and the great Ross Lyon was back on the Sunday rub yesterday. He had this to say.
But look, we've got challenges. I think, I don't know if you guys are aware, but Jack Steele did break his collarbone last night. So he came back on the ground and played. He'll get a plate inserted. And you know,
how long out, Ross?
Well, we're hoping for 3 or 4 weeks. So the doctors are saying 4, but he's the man of steel, right? So I'm tipping 3.
Oh, man of steel.
Right, good effort. He came back on.
He is
broken
a tough boy.
And you couldn't touch anyone. He's,
speaking of 2-0.
2-0. They're
the bloody Saints.
Where are they on the ladder?
Jim?
It's just weird weekend of footy. They're second.
No. Well, we talked to Damo about it. There's some very strange happenings early on.
There was. A whopping 765,789 fans have flocked to the opening two rounds, Jim.
Most ever.
Officially the highest attended opening two rounds in AFL history.
So
how good.
Brilliant.
Well done. That is fantastic to all the supporters out there.
Yep.
The NRL.
Rugby League.
Storm had a victory, Jim, at home.
Nice.
They defeated the West Tigers 24-12.
Yep.
Yes!
Bit going on there because the News Corp are reporting that Queensland Rugby League are trying to keep Billy Slater at Queensland, of course. But Matty Tripp has confirmed Melbourne Storm are keen to lure Slater back to replace Craig Bellamy.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
You are sure?
That's if Bellamy does pull the pin at the end of the year. But Billy Slater just goes straight in there. So keep a little eye on that, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Winking.
What about
winking.
The netball? debacle here, Jim. The Magpies and the Vixens played. The Vixens won 62-61, okay, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Vixens were given 2 centre passes in a row.
How do you do that?
Well, that's umpire error.
Yes, it was.
Because it comes up on the screen. It says either Vixens or Collingwood have got the centre pass.
Yes.
They got 2 in a row.
Yep.
And they won by a point.
Yep.
So, wowee, there was a bit going on there, mm-hmm. as there was over in Adelaide at Netball South Australia Stadium. So the game was delayed an hour because the playing surface was deemed to be too slippery.
Right.
So then they finally played, went to half time, and then there was a blackout. And so game was called off, 2 points each. The lights did not come back on at Netball Australia, Crikey. South Australia. So yes. What's going on with blackouts? Wowee. Rugby. Not rugby league.
Yeah,
always going to hit it.
It's going to
Union. It. Yeah, Union. The Rebels, they were down 14-0 after about 10 minutes, Jim. 14-0.
Mm-hmm.
They won 40-34 over the Queensland Reds.
Beautiful.
Well done to them. We get to the Sheffield Shield, Jim.
I know, my mob.
How good, WA.
Too good they were.
So they won back-to-back
Ashton
Sheffield
Turner, Shields. By the way. Game-changing innings. Well played.
Won by 9 wickets over Victoria. Ashton Turner, 128 in the first innings, Jim. Yep. Player of the match.
Yes.
Victoria made 210 the third, second innings. Sutherland got 83.
Yes.
And took 5 wickets.
Yeah, now. Very good player.
Him. Yeah. They have now won 17 shields. Mm. WA,
yep.
Jim. Wowee. So the last 6 trophies on offer over the last 2 years, yep. Western Australia have won them all.
All 6.
BBL,
yep.
The Marsh Cup, the Sheffield.
Oh no.
Shield.
Oh no.
Jim, what's happened here?
Lights off.
Oh, no, Jim. What's going on?
What's going on here?
I can't see. I can't read,
blackouts,
so I can't see.
Follow me around.
And, of course, when there's a blackout, you go with?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Blackout.
What are you doing, Beers?
Beersy. Oh. Let's go. Oh, there we are. We're back on now.
Is that Beersy?
We're back on now.
Well done, Beersy.
Nicely done. Mm. All right.
So well done to WA.
Yes.
Too good.
Unbelievable. Adam Voges might well be the next Australian coach.
You
not
know,
that old Ronnie's got anything to worry about, but when he's had enough, very, very good operator.
You know what WA cricket needs? Not a bigger boat. They need a bigger trophy cabinet. Where do they put them all?
I don't know. The Wacker somewhere?
Where?
I imagine. I don't know.
All right. Well, they tore
it down.
The
Sheffield Shield, it stays with the winning state for the year.
And so then, the Shield's up there.
Yeah, you don't get one each time.
All right. What's the BBL trophy?
Yeah,
what was that?
That's a weird-ass looking thing.
Mm. Right. It's got like a bowl on top of it.
A bowl on top of it.
And a Marsh Cup. What
Marsh
do you get
Cup, I have no idea what that looks like.
Right.
But I'd expect the BBL trophy you would get a new
this
one each
a bit
time.
Going on in this studio.
Now, Fat, we've got Damo coming in. Have we finished Wappy?
Yeah. All right, then. Poor old Fat was on fire.
Well, you got any more?
And the lights went out.
That's it.
Lights went out on your Wappy.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jackie Chan, yow!
Power outages and sling tackles. Plenty of news from round 2 for Damo to talk about.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
There's a bit to discuss, Purple.
Where do you want to start,
Jim? Going on.
Positives. Yeah.
I don't think there's a sane person involved in the game who would have said that North Melbourne and the St Kilda Football Club would be 2-0.
And throw Essendon in that conversation too.
Essendon as well.
Yep. Yeah. And on the same parameter, you've then got teams like Geelong
and the Dogs not
able to win a game at this point in time.
Freo.
I see that.
And Freo as well.
Yeah. All three of them in the finals last year, and of course Geelong winning it.
Yep.
It's been a weird-ass start to the year. So the positives, where do you want to start?
Well, I think it's natural to start with the 5 teams that have had the 2 wins. Collingwood, Sydney, North, St Kilda, Essendon. We'll get through those. And then you need to add 2 more to that list of unbeaten teams because Collingwood, Richmond, obviously in the very first game of the year, drew. So they're still unbeaten. Sorry, Collingwood. Sorry, Richmond, Carlton. Bill, thank you. Yes.
Yep.
So there's 7 teams who are yet to lose. Collingwood, and you called the game on the weekend, Jim, and they're just playing just beautiful football.
Yeah, it is.
Historically
it is superb.
Beautiful football.
Good to watch. Yep. Currently outright favourite to win the flag.
Are they?
And should be.
$5.50. Yep. And also Nick Daicos is now the equal favourite to win the Brownlow at $11. With Clayton Oliver.
Clayton Oliver.
Yeah.
Wow.
And LDU's come into $18, Jim, from $80.
Yeah, he would have 6 votes to this point. We'll get to him in a minute. But
and
Collingwood are superb. I said this on the day. It's hard for all of us to say it who aren't like Rabs and rabid Collingwood. We've all been, tuned over the years to, detest the bloody joint. But there's nothing you can do but admire what they're doing at the moment. They're superb.
It crept in last year, didn't it, that facet? Yep. The general and genuine love of the outsider. And I think we all thought normal transmission would resume in 2023.
Yes.
And yet I think the love's elevated.
I agree.
And it is just on the back of this preparedness to just take the game on at
every
stage.
Comes from the coach.
It absolutely does, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, and just this mantra of trying to be fun. So love what they did too in the offseason. They're never going to get a lot of goals and a lot of stats out of Dan McStay, but they knew what they were going to get, and we're starting to see it, aren't they? Just that workman-like footballer in the forward.
Something a bit different.
Yeah.
And Darcy Cameron's the other one.
Darcy Cameron stood right up. And
they got him for nothing, didn't they?
It was cheapish.
Cheapish, from the Swans. Yeah,
cheapish. They traded, or they got him here, but it was on the lower end. And Tom Mitchell, again, not a lot of stats yet, but the three goals he's kicked over the two games, it's that's what they need to do, and the clearance work that he's doing, so elevated. Sydney, don't know what they've done yet, because they beat, obviously, bashed up Sydney Swan. Hawthorn on the weekend, having done a similar job on Gold Coast the week before. They're not teams you're going to expect.
They've got Melbourne this weekend.
They've got Melbourne this weekend.
So there's a test for them. Melbourne will bounce back.
That will be the one in this week. So liked what they did too. I mean, Buddy couldn't play because of the suspension. Mm. And then obviously Amati comes in, kicks five, gets subbed out at three-quarter time. And Logan McDonald, who's still a work in progress, only into his third season, just small, low 20s games to his name. But good for him to kick the four goals.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Right. And you've always been a fan.
I like him. Yeah, I've heard great things about him. Yep.
We touched on St Kilda as well. And the forced rejigging of that entire team, but particularly the forward line, it's just worked a treat, hasn't it? To the point where a Mitch Owens can, in a short time in the game, become a key player. Matthias Philippou, same thing, having impact on the scoreboard. It wasn't part of the planning, even a month ago, for these guys to be the stars in that team. So what they did on the weekend was, obviously in keeping with where they're at.
Does. How important is a good coach? Crusty old coaches like Ross Lyon, Clarko, even Wayne Bennett up there.
Oh, absolutely.
Mate, they just bring something to the club. Now, and
they bring a system, don't they, Bill?
Yeah, they do. They bring. Yeah. They even bring culture, which is very hard to determine what culture is, but they bring something with them.
Yep.
And Clarko's done it, and so has Ross Lyon there.
Yep.
Even the young boy from North, the Geelong boy, what's his name, left footer, was good in the practice game for the Saints.
Oh, Mason Wood.
Blokes like that, they're playing really, really good team footy.
It's brilliant they're back in the fold, I think. Because in a day gone by, once coaches had been spat out of the system, that was the end.
Yeah.
Mm. I just think it's superb that they're both back coaching and are doing a brilliant job.
Well, Jim, and again, you, I think, for quite some time have been pumping up Luke Davies-Uniac, who Bill said is now into the second or third line of betting on the Brownlow.
$18 from $80.
You talk about Dacos potentially having 6 Brownlow medal votes after two games. I think he would too, wouldn't he?
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No, he's a star. He's what they call in the north of England purple, different gravy. He does stuff that most people can't do. He literally has got that explosive exiting out of stoppages. It's Chris Judd-like. He's not as good as the great man, but those are the qualities he has. Mm. He's a ripper. Good kid too.
And again, we've all had a view now on what happened in that last moment. I still feel, despite the AFL signing off on it, that it would have felt right for a free kick to be paid to Fremantle when the ball crossed the line. But at the same time, it wasn't the reason they lost.
I reckon the ball was over, by the way.
Explain. Well, it's interesting. I read the West today, two, and then no more parochial place in the world than Western Australia.
Yeah.
And two journos, senior journos for that, both said the right decision was made. And I went, wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
That is unusual.
Has the rule changed? Because I always thought the game was over when the officiating umpires heard the siren.
Yeah.
So it's not actually when the siren sounds, it's when they hear it. So is that still the case?
Well, the infamous St Kilda Fremantle game in Tassie effectively changed that, didn't it? Because that was decided in the AFL commission room post the event based upon when the actual siren went, not when the umpire heard it.
Yeah, because they hadn't heard it.
They hadn't heard it at all.
That had to go a second time.
Yeah.
But normally, it's once the on-field umpire hears the siren and then the game's dead.
Yep. Yeah. That was my understanding. Yeah. But I think the rule that they wanted us to absorb in the media was that the ball was effectively dead in that moment when the siren was sounded and heard, and the umpire did hear it straight away effectively.
So if I'm running into open goal and I have a shot on goal and the siren goes, it can still roll through for a goal.
For a score, it's different again.
If the kick's away.
But that's a different rule there to the boundary, isn't it?
But as we do know, and again, I listen to the AFL and I agree that if they've signed off on it, that's what they ultimately and honestly believe to have happened. But they do have a lot of rules that can work in either situation. I reckon if they had have paid the free kick, the rules would have allowed them to have said that was a right call.
It was touch and go.
It was really touch and go. Yeah, and not the reason that Fremantle lost.
No.
Just on Essendon too, we talk about rejigged forward lines. I mean, I didn't have access to Jake Stringer. Peter Wright's out, obviously. Wiedemann pulled out late. Mm. And even Tipping Woody, who played last week, was not available this week. And they get a guy like Langford stepping up, Bill, and kicking a five without any great forward, you know, craft in his
repertoire. But look at all the pressure indicators now and where Essendon sit on all of them. I think they're in the top four in all the ones that matter.
That wouldn't surprise you,
and
would it, with the coach?
Because that's what Brad Scott has brought. So he's, you know, Clarko and it is so brilliant to see them all back coaching, and you can see straight away the stamp those three have put on their teams. And I watched a bit of that game, not much of it, and it looked like a Brad Scott coach team.
Yep.
They're hard to score against, hard to move the footy against, a lot of pressure around the ball, all the things that he, you know, has been his brand forever, and he will be a superb coach for Essendon.
And the other mob were right too.
Yeah, they weren't the worst.
They're okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. But again, they don't ever surprise you with a win, do they, that mob? Mm-hmm. We're talking about Gold Coast Bill.
Coast, yeah.
They just, to me, have had a history of teasing, and this is the year they were meant to actually do a bit more than that. And okay, it's only two rounds in, but you look at the ladder and they're 0-2. And yesterday they had a chance at three-quarter time, scores were level, and they were the team that broke early in that
game
last quarter.
We got this. When is it, Saturday? Sunday?
Saturday.
Geelong, Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Both 0-2.
Yeah.
That'll be up there too.
Up there.
And they're hard to beat up there in the early rounds.
Some good rounds, games.
It's well, what cool. about this one, Jim, on Saturday? Hawthorn versus North Melbourne, Launceston.
Yep.
Of course, Hawthorn taking on Clarko.
Mm-hmm.
Hawthorn are $2.63. North are $1.49 favourite.
$1.49.
North are. Right. That's an interesting game.
It is.
There.
No,
it'll be a bit of spice in that.
It's a tighter game than that, no doubt, that betting line.
But there's spice.
Or, no, I think.
Indian
grudge.
Spice,
yeah. Grudge match.
Well, more on the negative side of things next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Deny.
Damien Barrett has stuck around, JB. His negatives from round two of AFL action.
And by the way, that funding was $2 billion.
Now, billion.
The negatives, where are we starting there?
Oh. I got one.
I got a toss of the coin.
I got one. Yeah. Why did Jason Horne-Francis get booed? It wasn't a big boo, I don't think.
I was loud enough, wasn't it, Jim? You
well, I
it?
Couldn't work it out. Yeah. I said on air, what is this for? He didn't leave Collingwood.
No.
I don't understand what
exactly.
The...
Exactly.
It's weird.
I've stopped for some years trying to get inside the heads of Collingwood support. So I don't know why they would be doing that, but there's no obvious reason, is there, that they would be doing
it. There was nothing in the game.
No.
So I don't know.
And
I mean, at one stage, he and Taylor Adams, you know, just grabbed each other, but that's no different than any other.
But that's a badge of honour to have Taylor Adams go, isn't it?
Of course. So, yeah. No, exactly right.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't work it out. It was weird.
I mean, I can understand if North, but I hate booing, and we've discussed this regularly over the years. I hate booing, but I can imagine if North supporters do, and that's all part of the theatre. But now, I think we might start with Hawthorn, Jim. I use the phrase once those last week that it's a form of tanking what they're going down the path of. And I'm not backing away from that. The decisions to offload some key players last year, Bill, in the trade period, particularly Mitchell, who they're paying to play, Gunston to the Brisbane Lions and O'Meara to the Dockers. Now, I get the argument, and I know Jim, you study the list management space to a point. I mean, you have analysed it over the journey in other codes as well, but I just felt that they just cut too deep, too hard, and I'm not at all surprised to see last week resulting in a 10-goal loss to Essendon and 9 consecutive goals at the crunch time of that game, and then yesterday to be lucky to get away with an 81-point loss to the Sydney Swans in Sydney. I mean, that could have been 120 without it being too much of a stretch.
I was really interested in the Chiefs' take on this because I mean, all BS aside, I have huge regard for the Chiefs' intellect around all of these things.
And
he was really supportive of it. He said, "Nah, do it straight away. Do it as hard as you can. You'll bounce back quicker if you take the
pain."
Was that
before the two games have been played?
I don't know. It wasn't long ago. And when I heard that, I thought you've got to hold up.
You
can't expose kids to getting belted.
We're saying this. What about the supporters, like the heavy hitters, and how's that all going?
Well, there's a few things going on off the field as well. And again, I've been reporting, Bill, that the other clubs are not happy with Hawthorn, particularly with the management around the racism issue. Now, no one begrudges the club investigating itself for racism. There was good intent in that, but the manner in which that happened, and then the again in the eyes of some clubs, that the dumping of the entire case to the AFL, which then made it a complete competition problem, and obviously specifically to the two main people out of it, being that now the coaches of North Melbourne and Brisbane respectively, and Alistair Clarkson and Fagan. And then you've now got significantly varying views behind the scenes, Bill, of the power brokers, and every club's got power brokers, but there was certainly a tense moment last week inside the club when some supporters just voiced, where are we at as a footy club? And these are high-end supporters. Yes. And this is the backdrop of this. Mm. And now you don't have the luxury of, well, look what's happening on field. You can see the future because you can't see any positive future.
And they're
right now
used to winning.
They're used to winning. And as Justin Reeves, the CEO himself, only 2 weeks ago on media said, we are in the business of winning premierships. Mm. And it's a big statement to make when you're now 0-2 as they are, and in a world of hurt when it comes to to getting out of it.
So that's not surprising many, because especially when they did the cutting, everyone thought, wow, this is going to be a tough year for the Hawks. I didn't see the Western Bulldogs in the position they're in now.
I didn't either. And you let them off, I did anyway, with what happened in round one, Jim, with the 50-point loss to Melbourne. Yep. And that can happen. I mean, Melbourne does that.
Yeah,
they did to the same team in a grand final 2 years ago. So, but you do have to take notice, don't you, when you look at what happened against St Kilda with, as we discussed earlier, the makeshift forward line that it has got, and the fact that, like, even Zane Cordy ended up being part of that makeshift forward line for St Kilda when he was a former Bulldog. So, I mean, it's just, again, I will wait till round six before I draw a line on them. But there's enough to be concerned about to this point.
Makeshift forward lines, what about Freo?
Hmm.
Having said that, they put Luke Jackson. They started with poor old Sean Darcy in the forward line. He's not a forward, and I don't think, as Jim says,
are you worried about him, Bill? Given what's happened to the 2 weeks we've seen with
Jackson? Because Geelong will pick him up.
Sean Darcy as well, will they?
Yeah, they'll get Sean. Luke Jackson. I'm worried about. Yes.
Well, I'd never thought he was a forward. Purple. Yeah. He's not a key forward, not yet. Anyway,
well, he can't mark, and he's unfortunately just keeps dropping what goes near him.
He's an unbelievably good, Brody Grundy type ruckman following. He's almost a ruck rover, I think. And if he's allowed to do that, he's exceptionally good at it. But I've never seen him as a big power forward, or even someone that Bill understands forward craft.
Yeah, that's
where
right
to be. And
where
it's
to
a
lead
club
or run
to play forward in too, because their forwards go so high up the ground.
Well, they don't have forwards, do they?
Well, it's not a conventional forward structure you're playing.
So he's not a forward. Sean Darcy's not a forward. Nat Fyfe's not a
forward.
And they're all playing in the forward.
Well, Fyfe's got a plantar fasciitis issue, which could be multiple weeks now,
just
Bill.
Jump
not
off the
just
chair.
Like Robert Harvey.
They've got their concerns. The Derby now is a big game.
Huge
the
game.
Derby's a massive game. Massive game.
How's Dusty going?
Well, he was subbed out. And that's, to me, it was unusual to sub him out.
Exactly.
Now, I can understand post-match you then want to play it down and say it was a management issue for a quick turnaround for a round three game. But Dusty doesn't get subbed out, does he? Not when he's put his hand up the plate.
And you know what happened? When he got subbed out, Richmond kicked six goals. They went berserk because Adelaide were coming, and they kicked six goals when he got subbed out. But he's gone for scans, hammy or something.
Didn't catch up with what it was, but soft tissue, I believe.
We'll just
Bill.
Keep an eye on a little.
Geelong, I was, we touched on that a moment ago. I wasn't as worried as maybe some, Bill, but there were just some signs in that game on the most recent one against Carlton that is of concern for.
And I'm sure they're all over it down there. Just got to get the ball in the midfield. That's a be a start.
Mm.
Thank God Jeremy Cameron's still hadn't had the baby. Can you believe that, Chesa?
He was going to play only a half of
two
the first
weeks
game,
ago,
wasn't he?
Yeah. So we wait on that.
Touched on Gold Coast before in terms of it being a team that just never, ever surprises me with an upset win. And I feel and fear that the Crows are in that same bracket. They've been okay in both games and gave themselves a chance against Richmond. The comeback was really, really impressive. But equally deflatingly was then allowing the Tigers to then go away again for the second time within the game.
And showdown this week.
Yeah.
Good games again.
It's going to be massive, isn't it, when it comes to the outcomes of those games. You've also got another grudgy type of matchup too, as well as the Clarko-North Melbourne situation against Hawthorn.
Yes.
Dunkley playing the Bulldogs, because there is no love between that club and that former club and that former player. So, there's a bit going on in that space.
So, buses?
Oh,
hello. I thought they were a month away.
They were.
Well, something interesting where it goes.
Given what I did here only about an hour ago about what happened at Hawthorn last week, we're going to put one there. And it's been there regularly, Jim, out at Waverley, and as they try and, you know, move into a Dingley life, but we'll leave it at Waverley. And we have to get out to the Witten Oval too at this early stage of the season.
Are you driving that bus?
No, I won't be. I'll make sure it's...
Take your life into your own hands, Purple.
Oh, well, I think we went there at one stage last year too, didn't we, Jim? I think they got themselves... We took the bus away late in the year, but it'll be there early after round two.
You're driving it, I reckon. Out there, over the West Gate.
No, I might get another driver to get it. I'll drive the one to Hawthorn.
Good to see you, mate. Thanks for coming in.
See you, boys.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Hugh Greenwood to join us after five, but up next it's Topics Brayshaw on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No pretend-year-old cultured here, numbnuts.
Fascinating and extraordinary, actually, story out of Florida today, Fat.
Oh, yes,
saw
please.
In the papers right. online.
Topics.
A headmaster in Florida was sacked after the kids from her school were shown a photo of the statue of David as part of their arts class.
Oh.
Parents complained. One said it was pornographic.
Just what is
if you don't mind.
Statue of David?
It is one of the most famous pieces of art existing on the planet. It was shown as part of a class on the famous Renaissance period from Florence in Italy back in, I think it was the 1600s.
1501.
Well, there you are. Also, Michelangelo's creation of Adam was included in the class, Botticelli's Birth of Venus. If anyone's been to Florence, you must go to the art gallery there. It is quite simply extraordinary. But as part of teaching the kids about this amazing period, the statue of David was shown, but David's nude.
He's naked.
And he's got the tadge out.
The doodle.
And unlike me, it's not a particularly flattering tadge.
It's a small one.
Small.
But you know what? If there's a royal visit, they get a little twig, and they put a twig in front of his dude.
Well, as Rabs knows, because he's also been to Florence, which is a magnificent place, by the way, everyone has to go if you haven't. The original statue of David is actually behind closed doors, and you got to pay to get a view.
Oh, do you? So there's two.
There's the original one, the proper one, you have to pay to see, and then there's the one that's in the main square, which is an imitation, but an exact imitation.
Catches a few people out.
It does catch a few people out.
So people think they've seen it.
But Bill, because the statue of David was shown a photo to these, and they're year 11 and 12, by the way.
Righto.
They're not kindergarten kids.
No, so
they're like 17, 18-year-olds.
Well, they're not really. They're 11 and 12.
What?
Weren't they 11 and 12-year-olds?
I don't know. I thought it was year 11 and 12. So 11 and 12-year-old kids. So they were, grade 6 and grade 7.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because they were shown a photo of it as part of this class. This lady, who I think her name's Hope Carraskilla, was told by the school board that she either resign or she's going to be fired.
So she resigned.
She resigned. So Fat.
An iconic piece of art.
That's it.
World art, and she's got sacked over that. So you're saying?
The world has gone mad. That's what I'm saying, Bill. Right, it has gone mad.
I think we know that, Jim.
133353. There are lots of examples of this, sadly, in 2023. What are you giving away, Rabsy?
Get ready for this.
Oh, come on.
A double pass to race day Sunday at the Australian Grand Prix.
What?
Can't get these tickets. They're sold out. Double pass to race day, double pass, and also a $200 Crown dining voucher.
What the hell?
I told you the prizes were good.
That's unbelievable.
Well done.
Well, hence.
Hence.
133353, ring us with your example of the world has gone mad.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
In the middle of a break, so Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
Jim's saying the world's gone mad.
It has gone mad, Bill. We are concerning ourselves with stuff that is mind-blowing, like a poor headmaster in Florida got sacked after kids at a school were shown a photo of the statue of David as part of their arts class.
Which is nude.
Yes, it is, Bill. Well, by the way, not the only piece of art that depicts a human being without any clothes on. Well, there are only 8 million of them in existence around the world.
When I went to the Louvre to see that little picture of Mona.
Yes.
Mate, you walk past 100 and women with their bosoms out.
Well, of course you do,
Bill.
It's been happening since Adam was a boy.
Well,
one of them was Adam.
And so was
Eve.
Eve, that's right.
What did you say?
I couldn't remember who Adam was with.
133353, the world has gone mad. We need examples of it, like the other day when I think you said that you were on a plane and they had the wrong luggage.
Oh, yeah. The Launceston luggage was on the Hobart plane and the Hobart luggage was on the Launceston plane. I don't know if the world's gone mad or if I've gone mad, to be honest, but let's talk to David.
We'll get to before we do, the prize is extraordinary, Bartholomew.
So we've got two different prizes. We've got a double pass to race day Sunday, F1, F2 and F3. Fridays at Albert Park just got a whole lot better. Friday grandstands, only $105, ticket selling fast. Visit grandprix.com.au. But we've got tickets to the sold out race day Sunday.
Oh, wow. Dave's first Ben to go. Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Please.
What do you got for us, David?
Bloody mate, the world's gone mad. Mother's Day last year, my partner went and picked up our daughter from the childcare, and she got a beautiful gift with a handprint in the clay with mum written on and painting. Yeah. Coming up to Father's Day, and I was really excited to get my first Father's Day gift. I went to pick her up, and there was no gift. I thought, okay. So went home, told the partner there's no gift. She goes, oh, maybe they've forgotten to give it to you. And she inquired about it on the Monday, and apparently they don't give the fathers any gifts because it may offend the children that don't have fathers.
No.
Wow. Oh, exactly. I've been holding that grudge since Father's Day.
that world's gone mad.
It has.
Yeah, because you're not offended.
No.
Are you?
No. And what about all the fathers that don't get a gift?
Yeah, well.
They're offended.
Joanne in Shep. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, how you going?
World's gone mad?
Well, the world's gone mad when the Americans want to whinge about their kids seeing a penis, but it's okay for their kids to be able to go and buy guns.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is true. Yeah,
that is spot on.
We're never going to get our head around that.
The guns and the laws and things like that. Wow.
Their eyes roll back if you ever even bring it up. I know. Americans, they've just completely lose their shite.
Mm.
Mark's in Mount Martha. Hello, Marco.
Afternoon, boys. How are we?
Good, Marco.
World's gone mad.
Give me a spell, this one. Driving down Tram Road in Doncaster and there's people picking up rubbish along the footpath in garden beds.
Yeah.
And they had lollipop people stop and goes front and back.
They were picking up the rubbish.
Yep, out of garden beds on the pavement.
So did you get held up, did you, Mark?
No, I just drove past and said, that's it. The world's gone crazy.
You don't need to slow traffic down. You can pick up rubbish out of a garden bed.
Well, the nature
and good
strip.
That it's happening, by the way.
I think it's called the nature strip, Jim.
Well, front verge. Garden beds.
Front verge.
Yeah, front verge.
Yeah, front verge.
I stay there, Marco. Leroy.
Up
in Upway.
Leroy.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, mate. World's gone mad.
World's gone mad when you go to a beautiful establishment with a fridge full of marvellous beers, grab the beer, you give it to the lady on the counter, and she then charges you $2 to open that can to give it back to you.
No. What are you talking about?
It's dead shit. We're out with the local boys from our vets team. We've gone into town, and we were all a little bit amazed that you charge $2 to open up a can.
No.
I've just chosen one of the fanciest cans that you've had in the fridge, and it passed it back to me and charged me an extra $2 to open it.
So you walked into the venue, got the can out of the fridge, took it up to the girl, she opened it, and it was a $2 extra charge.
Canage, apparently. I've never heard of it
canage.
In my life.
Oh,
that's hard to call.
No, that's not.
It doesn't cost $2 to open a can.
No.
Stay there. Ads is in Cobram. Hello, Ads.
Should have shotgun it.
G'day, Jim. G'day, Fat.
All right. World's gone mad, Ads.
Oh, look, what about during COVID where you couldn't find a roll of loo tickets there to go to the dunny?
Loo tickets.
Our local Coles was selling them, you could buy one.
One roll.
One roll.
People were
for a while there, you could buy ads one roll.
Sold out, yeah.
People were going to work and pinching them from work. There was fights on at supermarkets. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was weird. No. What are you going to tell your kids in 25 years? No. Oh, your grandkids.
No. Well, that's the world at its maddest, what happened
Remember
during that.
Back in COVID where we had a ring of steel
that's
around
it.
The city.
You had to get papers to leave your house.
Your curfew, weren't allowed out
for an hour. Kids weren't allowed to go to playgrounds.
People go, that didn't happen.
No, this is the most ludicrous. That is the world. That is absolute madness.
That is.
Have we got any more?
That's it.
Say, now.
Now, Jim.
I know what I like, but I'm letting you do it.
Well, I liked Leroy. Canage. Yeah. That was just weird.
You can't charge someone $2 to open a can.
Especially when the can's
All right,
in the
Leroy, menu. These are the best prizes ever, so you get the choice of...
You get the choice of a $200 Crown dining voucher, or you and a mate can head along to race day Sunday at the Australian Grand Prix.
Oh, it's got to be race day, fellas. It has to be.
Well, all right. I like that.
Take your own cans.
Yeah. By the way, Friday grandstand tickets are still available for only $105, by the way.
Oh, I liked Joanne from Shep. Yes. Americans getting upset by their kids seeing a photo of a statue when you can wander into a bloody sports store and buy a gun.
Well, Joanne, $200 Crown Dining Voucher can be used at Jingtai, Coco, which is one of Bill's favourites, Silks, Bistro G, and the pub.
Thank you.
Well done, Joe.
What did Joe say again?
The Americans don't worry about looking at, you know, the kids can, oh my God, they're freaking out. The kids are saying a penis, but you can go and buy a gun. Oh,
Bill just wanted to hear you say the word penis again. Joe, it's actually, that's how juvenile he is.
Oh no. By the way, experience well done, great food, cold drinks, and the excitement of live sport at Crown. Watch all the Grand Prix action, by the way, on the big screen at the Pentacue Social. Oh, there's no place like Crown. Crown practices the responsible service of alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Yes. No, all John Wick.
Nah, plenty of prizes still to come later on the week, though, Bill.
Five at five at five. Good today.
All right.
And Hugh Greenwood.
Two honourables.
Two honourables. Mm. So seven.
Two honourable F-bombs.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Hugh Greenwood from the 2-0 Kangaroos, not too far away. Looking forward to Hugh joining us. It might be for the first time, actually. Hmm. But I'm looking outside, and certainly here in South Melbourne, it's hosing down. But I don't know what's happening in Merricks, Robbo.
Oh, it's pissing down now, JB.
Bill.
Yes.
We're getting a heavy showering.
I'm loving it.
We're getting, but time for?
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yes. Yes, Billy's five at 5:07 and a half, by the way.
Yes.
We're going to start with two honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions?
Yes, two, Jim.
Right.
And they're both F-bombs.
Oh, no.
Two very excited players after their big wins over the weekend. Charlie Curnow.
Five for you, Charlie. Got to be happy with that, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great win. I didn't hear what you said. What were you guys talking about?
Just saying you kicked five. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Right, thank you, Charlie. Yeah. And Luke Davies Uniacke, your man.
Let one slide.
Luke, that is some sort of match. Got very close at the end. What was your take on it?
Oh, gee whiz. I'm not sure what I was thinking with the centre bounce and the turnover, so she just got on the boot. But, look. It's a fantastic win by the boys. Real gritty win and it was a hard-fought win and we
just a couple of boys enjoying themselves.
Excited.
Expressing themselves.
No, we like that. But let's start it off. Thank you, Ryan.
What's at number five, Fat?
Jeremy Cameron, what a star over the weekend. But he was on Oz American Aces podcast.
No, that's what it's called?
Yes. Yeah. Don't look at him like that. You thought I got it right. Oz American Aces podcast. Yeah. And he was talking about his busy schedule post-grand final. And he admits to a couple of kegs. You have a listen, Jim.
Did you pay for a beer for a week?
Surely not in Geelong.
I know you're a generous man and you would have been like, take me bloody cash
not
to
in
give
Geelong.
That.
Nah, not in Geelong. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. They didn't... big Billy Brownless and a few of the ex-Geelong boys own pubs around. So... They don't know what happens down in Geelong when you win a flag, mate. You got to not run out of beer. That's rule number one. So they had plenty of kegs and got a couple of kegs out the farm for the new bar, thanks to Big Billy as well. So awesome times, mate. Awesome times. I tell you what, a month after the grand final, I felt like the furthest thing from an athlete.
That's disgraceful.
Shameless.
Shamelessly putting himself into his own segment twice.
Yep.
Got two kegs, still hadn't paid for him.
Next. It gets better.
How about number four, Bins?
How good has Scott Pendlebury been, by the way?
Extraordinarily.
Getting better and better. Yeah. And he was on fire on the weekend. And JB, you noticed something about Jay-Z.
Knocked to the ground by Cameron. Rosie picks it up and he's taken in a tackle straight away by Pendlebury. Ball to the ground again. Bergman stripped of the ball. That's holding it. Two great tackles from Pendlebury to start this game.
Well, Jay-Z will be up.
Got a nice early stiffy Jay-Z. Look at him. He's also wearing sunnies when there's no sun anywhere. He had a weird day, Jay-Z. Geez, he had a weird day.
He spoke too quickly on Sunday.
He did. Yeah. Brownie asked how many coffees he had.
He just gets wound up because he talks too quick.
What's at number three, Cocko?
Stevie J has joined us, and we love his work.
Sunday
actually.
Chompers.
Yeah, just stop talking over the callers. But anyway, he's new to the Sunday Rub and is showing his personality early. He loves his food, Stevie J.
Yeah, late change here, Brownie. It's a big one for Essendon, and Sam Wiedemann is out with a toe issue, and Massimo D'Ambrosio is in.
I like Massimo. I like him. He kicks it well.
This made me think of eating a curry. Massimo curry.
I've never had one.
Is he at your man?
I don't know. Are
you going to take him under your wing?
No. I'm trying to. I'm helping him, Jim.
Right. Called Jay-Z Jay-Zit yesterday. Yeah, Jay-Zit. Accidentally, because Jay-Z had a pimple in round one.
And called him Jay-Zit.
Thought it was the funniest thing ever. He knuckled Daisy. They knuckled each other.
They sit up there and
Shazammed
knuckled each other.
Shazammed each other because he called him Jay-Zit.
Cowboy, you two flogs.
Give us number two, Smack.
The Triple M's greatest statsman ever, Ash Chua. We love him.
Ash.
Normally pretty quick with his info, Jim, isn't he? Took him a while this time.
On and off the field.
Had the spread of goal kickers, Collingwood Ash.
Yeah, it's a fair spread, isn't it? Jesus, a magnificent spread, JV.
Well, tell us about that.
I was just admiring. I just wanted to soak in the moment. 13 goal kickers.
13.
Spread, just let us know about the spread.
Magnificent spread.
Caught up in the moment.
Great spread. And what was the other description?
Fair. Superb spread.
Superb spread.
Fair spread.
Oh, come on, Ash. His first game back, he had a few wrinkles to iron out.
Rusty, was he?
A little rusty.
He'll get better.
I like him.
What do you got at number one, Bill? Yeah, we all know the lights went out Friday night. Was it up there at the Gabba?
Mm.
Weird. When the lights go out, just weird stuff happens. Have a listen to what happened Friday night when the lights went out.
Wow.
20 touches for Bray Shorten.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't have to put another one in.
Well, I think we've got comms back, but we've got lights out.
Bill.
Yeah.
It just turned off.
Oh, no.
Middle of the game.
I know. That's everyone knows that call now. Oh, no.
Well, I didn't know it had happened. People were talking to me about it the next day. I had no idea that's what had occurred, but it was very weird.
Well, Jared Waitley, our man, he didn't even know the lights were out, Jezza.
Kicked it to Brayshaw, turned it over. Brayshaw's kick was not very good. Someone stood up in front of the match vision camera. No, the lights have gone out.
The lights are gone. Jared thought someone stood up in front of the camera. Jeez.
Really?
Yeah. No, then he come good, of course. What? But what about back at Triple M, Jim? Ended up broadcasting the game over the phone. We did up there?
No.
Boundary throw in. Ashcroft with another touch. Turned the footy over, though. Waited and found
Well, this is unusual. Friday night footy at the Gabba. 12.5 minutes to play in the final term. And the lights have gone out. We have had a power out at the Gabba. Liam Flanagan here on speakerphone. We're going back to the olden days of radio here.
So on
the call the game on the phone.
On the phone.
Well, Bill, it was all out. The whole place was black.
It was unbelievable.
One quarter, actually. There was one quarter where they had some power. The rest of it was completely black.
It's good that Seven and Triple M were there.
I know.
At the ground.
Of course we were there.
Exactly. See Brian running across the ground.
Getting across the ground. Bristol.
They called for the roller. Oh, the Gabba. Come on, Brian.
Hey, Robbo.
Yes?
Is that the end of the favour?
Yep, done.
Just, I'm interested in Merrick's now.
It's still pissing rain.
No, Bill. It's raining hard. Here, so we need to get to a little break and then Hugh Greenwood.
It's pissing down.
Rampaging Kangas next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I might do a segment reading the paper.
North Melbourne are 2-0, and we're joined by one of their midfield stars, Hugh Greenwood.
Turn it over, round the corner goes Greenwood, and he kicks the goal. Something out of nothing for North there. What a victory! The club that was on their knees!
Not even the most diehard, Bill, and I got about four of them live in my house, would have seen North Melbourne at 2-0. It's one of the great stories at the start of this season. And Hugh Greenwood joins us, who's in fine form, by the way. Hugh, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
You must be pinching yourself, mate. It's I've had a few of the North boys say to me it's a wonderful environment down there. Everyone's loving going to training and playing in the games, and it shows with the results.
Yeah, it's amazing what winning does for the culture. But there is certainly a great vibe at the footy club. It's stemmed back to The pre-season, obviously, we had some great people come on board, and we've carried that momentum through the pre-season, and we're winning a couple of games is always handy. So the vibe is very good down at Arden Street.
Yeah, good work, Huey. What does Clarko do? What does he sprinkle around the room? Because everyone's up and about and playing really good footy.
Yeah, well, he's coming day one. It's that one club mentality. I'm sure all clubs say the same things and try and emulate the same things, but he's really genuine in that. So in terms of getting to know players and partners and staff, he's knocked down, I'm sure you've seen, he's knocked down walls within the club to bring everyone together. So as we're doing our team meetings, any sort of staff member can sort of wander by and see what we're up to. So he's just really sold that one club, and we're certainly all bought in. We all have a vision. We're all sick of being where we've been for the last couple of years. So we're all striving towards, as he says, silverware. So we understand that it's going to be a process, but obviously getting a few wins early, getting a bit of momentum, certainly is a step in the right direction.
I love what he's doing boundary side too. He's bringing a bit of Brian Gorgian into AFL. Oh. Did you see him actually signal a goal?
No, I didn't. No. Is he on the boundary or is in the box?
No, on the boundary.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think it might have been Stevenson's great big long, you know, dribbler from about 50. Did you see that, Hugh? He's actually signaled the goal.
He had to signal the goal, and there's another one where he signals the holding the ball too, right in the umpire's face. It's full animation. And I reckon he spent a bit of time with the Warriors over in the States, and then he spent a bit of time soccer or football over there, and I reckon he's taken a bit of that sort of that patrolling the boundary as a basketball or a soccer coach. No headphones or no headset or anything, but he's just patrolling the sidelines like a basketball coach. Steve Kerr's been in his ear.
And he was up early too when the ball did go over the boundary line or whatever happened, the siren went. But he was cheering. He was home before really a decision was made. Where were you when that happened? And
I was the one hugging him. I was going early too. I was right there with him going very early.
Oh, and then you had to wait for a couple of seconds, then all good, mate.
Yeah, well, the umpires deliberated for a little bit on the junction there, so there was a bit of uncertainty. But there's a great audio of Elmac going over there and letting the whole field know that it was game over. So it was pretty special.
Now, Huey, I've been trying to tell these bananas in here for a long time how good a player Luke Davies-Uniac is. Yeah. I don't think it's a secret anymore. The back half of last year was extraordinary, and he started this year as one of the best players in the comp.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag. It's hard when he's putting those performances in late last year, but when you're not winning games, you don't often get recognised. So even though he did have some monster games last year, probably went a little bit under the radar, getting on the end of a few thumpings. But when you come out, you win two games, and he's been best on in back-to-back games. He is he's well and truly arrived, as you know, JB. So he's been huge for us. And he's one of many in that sort of 50 to 100 game bracket, that sort of 23 to 26 year old bracket that are playing some really good footy for us. And we know will be the future of our football club. So LDU is certainly leading the way in that department.
Yeah, good man. What about Sheezel? You like the look of him?
Sheez, he's a ripper. He's just a great kid and a very, very good footballer. Another one that is no longer under the radar. We saw him throughout the preseason, and we were thinking we might have one here. But he's come out firing. And then we've still got Georgie Wardlaw waiting in the wings too. So the Sheez is off to a ripper, and hopefully Georgie can replicate that when he gets his opportunity.
It's got a photo of you here with beautiful looking.
Here we go.
Beautiful-looking kids, Huey. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And
all right.
Kirsten with a KJ.
Yep.
What's that Kirsten spelling?
Kirsten, she just spells it a little bit differently, a Lithuanian heritage.
Yeah. Kirsten.
Kirsten.
Well done. And the kids, Titus?
Titus, little man Titus, and little girl Taji. So they certainly keep me very, very busy. I don't know if they'll be basketballers or footballers yet. We'll let them decide as the time comes, but they're enjoying Melbourne. They're not enjoying the weather here today,
no,
I'll tell you that, but for the most part, it's been a pretty good move.
And your grandfather played three consecutive premierships for Melbourne back 55, 56, 57 at full back.
Yeah, big trunky, big Peter Marquis.
Yeah,
big trunky. They won the three flags, and then they lost the fourth one of the Pies back in the 50s. So I won't be going fullback anytime soon, although I didn't think I'd be going to ruck anytime soon, and I have.
Yes.
But I don't know. I dare say I won't be going near fullback anytime soon.
It felt good for Griffin Logue too. It would have been an interesting game against his old teammates and playing on Tabsy, and they used to share a house, but I thought he was exceptional.
He was exceptional. He's just another bloke that we brought to our football club, A, for obviously been a really, really good footballer, but B, just his character and his personality. You would have thought he'd been here for 10 years, the way he struts around the footy club. He's just that sort of bloke. He's a ripper, but he's a big physical presence on the field, and he had a few really big moments. Obviously, with Bucko going down the last couple of weeks, someone's had to step up into that role, and he's done it beautifully along with Zeeves, and obviously had Corey back on the weekend after a tough preseason. But he's been exceptional. Ripping bloke too.
As Bill alluded to before, your basketball background was exceptional before you actually played AFL footy.
Bloody oaf it was, too.
What, are you still a lover of the game, and who do you follow? Do you follow local basketball or just the NBA? What happens there?
I certainly appreciate it for sure. Now that we've got the Mighty Jack Jumpers, I'm a Tassie boy once upon a time. So we've got the Mighty Jack Jumpers in the NBL. So I've certainly got a soft spot for them. And then I just follow players in the NBA. I sort of went away from, was like an ex-girlfriend. I sort of cut it off, went cold turkey for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly making my way back to loving the game. And everyone wants to talk about basketball. NBA and that influence over here at footy clubs is pretty big. So everyone wants to chat NBA, and I'm more than happy to, but I'm a Jack Jumpers man at heart now.
Oh, there's a new bar down at Hobart, Salamanca Place.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know if that's new. I reckon you've been there a few times over the years.
Rebadged it. That's all
it is. It was a Fat Fish. Now it's the Pavilion. So make sure you get in there, Huey.
All right, I'll have to check that out.
But you're going back to Tassie this weekend. What a game this will be. Hawthorn taking on North Melbourne at Launceston. Now that's a cracker, Huey Greenwood.
There will be a I wonder why. I wonder why that will be a cracker. There's a little bit on the line for both. I know that Clarko, I've only spent a little bit of time with him, but a very, very competitive man. Yes. So he'll be very much looking forward to the weekend. But from all reports, Hawthorn, a very proud football club, and they will be wanting a good result for their side too. Obviously they've had a couple of tough couple of weeks. But again, like I said, proud footy club, a little bit of extra incentive this coming weekend. But we're really looking forward to the challenge and getting down to Lonnie and what will be a pretty good hit out, I'd imagine.
Yeah. There used to be, in my day, a half-court basketball ring set up just to the right of the Arden Street precinct. I don't know if that's still there. Huey, is it?
No, they've actually knocked down the little half-court one to build the new facilities. You should get down. That's really nice. Got the AFL W change rooms. Yes. They've extended that. But they do have a little artificial turf where the soccer, like a little soccer and basketball hoop, still exists, but they also have the indoor ones there.
Does anyone get near you when you go out there for some three-pointers?
Well, Goldie, apparently big Goldie.
Oh, come on, Goldie.
He lets me know all the time about his basketball background, so Goldie's one to keep an eye on, but I haven't had to go too hard yet. There's a few guys that go a little bit hard, but if they were ever to have a go, I'd happy to put them in their place.
Yeah, hey, mate, everyone who loves the club is loving what you're doing personally and what Clarko's brought to the start of this season. Keep going well. Good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the year.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
On you, Huey.
Hugh Greenwood from the North Melbourne Footy Club on
Become
Triple
a member, by the way.
Oh, by the way, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you, Jim?
NMFC.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need to distance my brand from your brand.
Your brand.
Seriously. Yep.
Bill's jokes still to come. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app and on your radio.
So Thursday night, Fat.
Yep.
Which I did the first two, and now I'm not doing any more, going back to just doing Friday nights with Seven. But Thursday night, Fat, I am only doing, BT and I both actually, only doing Siren to Siren.
Yes.
So no hosting, nothing out of game. So it's a very different experience. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's in a lot of ways ace.
Because you're out.
You literally just prepare, call, and then leave.
I tell you who'd be out earlier.
Well, Brian. Mm. Yeah, Brian, there's no beating Brian.
No.
Oh, boy.
He's out.
Yes.
But as you all know, if there's a decent crowd at the MCG and you are calling radio or TV or whatever it is, and you've got a car park underneath.
Yes. Oh.
If you're good enough and well-versed enough and get out on the siren, you can get your ass down into the car.
Yep.
And if you get out quick enough, it's actually 3 minutes to get to Flinders Street Station, and on Bayside, obviously, and then you're home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If you get that slightly wrong.
So if it's, what, a minute or 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
If there's 70 or 80,000, Bill, two minutes
and
turns 25-minute drive home to an hour. It literally adds half an hour if you're 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right. So I've done this for many years.
Yes.
So I'm not as good as Brian.
Right.
He's the absolute best.
He knows,
So I'm not in his category, but I reckon I'm half decent.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, what we have Thursday night? Decent crowd.
Yeah, it was about 60.
So decent crowd. So I've got everything ready. All packed up.
Yep, ready
suit
to go.
Off like, three-quarter time.
Oh.
So back into civvies.
Yes.
Gear, all packed. Binoculars, everything packed. So that when I hand over to home to take over all the hosting stuff, she's out.
Yep.
So, Bill, in the car. Down the lift, in the car. I'm thinking, oh, this is going well.
We're away.
Then, you know, the car park road underneath the stand out to Brunton Avenue.
Yes.
I'm driving. Everything's good until I get behind this small car.
Oh, no.
Going way too slow. Now, Bill, you meant to do 15 Ks or whatever.
Brian would have driven over.
Well, I didn't realise he went the other way, but he would have. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, come on.
Come on,
like,
hurry up.
We're on the clock here. Let's go.
Yep.
This car's going way too slow.
Oh, no.
And you can't overtake on that street. If I thought about it, I probably should have. Anyway, I didn't. So I'm following. I'm going, come on. Gets to the boom gate to exit Brunton Avenue.
So you're nearly there.
So I'm nearly there. Stops.
Oh, no.
And has a five-minute conversation with security.
Oh. I'm
behind.
I'm going now.
I'm like, anyway, and so, Bill, you know that I'm very polite and respectful.
No, no, you're not.
Polite
you
and respectful.
Turn into a freak.
So I'm sitting there. First minute ticks over.
Oh, yeah, tick. Yeah.
Second
righto.
Minute. Third minute, I'm thinking, this is not the place to have a conversation all the time. And I'm also thinking, because it's a roundabout, if you're going to have a conversation, pull the car around and let everyone else get out behind you and have the conversation. Yes. But that fourth minute.
Oh, four. It's a long time when you're waiting.
A lot, 4 minutes. Mm. So then down the window went.
Oh, yes.
I've given it the, come on.
Mike.
Come on. We got to go.
Yeah. Fair
security
enough.
Security looking up at me. I'm like, come on.
Come on, mate.
We got to go, mate. Anyway, eventually, the car in front got out of the way and through I went.
And you went past?
Went past. And it instead of being 25, it was about 35. Right. So it cost me 10.
Yes.
For the five and probably another 5 to 10. Anyway, so I'm driving along thinking, righto. So it's interesting how the world works, Fat.
Oh, what's happened?
I'm sure there's a thing called karma
in the
world.
Yes, there is.
So I come back. Obviously, Brisbane for Friday night, come back Saturday. MCG.
Yes.
Same car park, same setup. Because once the radio game finishes, we're almost off straight away.
Well, Brian is off.
Well, Brian was off.
You said good night to him.
And he'd already gone. Brian had gone.
He had gone.
We only had about 4 minutes after that.
I know.
And it's 60,000 plus that game.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, righto, I need to, the same stuff needs to apply. But Bill, I get almost to the boom gate.
No.
Exact same scenario.
Not the same car.
No car in front of me. I'm almost out.
And?
Phone.
You forgot your phone.
In the commentary book.
That's right.
So, Bill, about four cars behind me.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
I had to back and fill to go back the other way and then back up.
You idiot.
To get my phone.
Yeah.
Back down to the car. And by the time I got out.
Too late.
Too late. And you know what I thought? Well, two things.
What?
I thought, Jim, you're a idiot.
Yes.
That's my first thing.
I agree.
That's the first thing I thought.
Agree.
But second thing,
yes,
that's the karma train.
Gotcha.
It got me.
It got
me, Fat. And I because I'd said come on to that car two nights earlier, the karma train ran me over.
Sucked in.
It was. That's a deserved sucked in you're giving me.
You know what? Have you ever thought of those who don't get a car park underneath, like old Fat?
No.
No, you haven't never thought about that?
No.
Poor old Fat's out, way out near Punt Road.
Will you walk?
No, I drove in the other day,
Jim.
And guess what
from
happened?
Your house?
Well, it's a long way downhill.
We can walk.
Anyway, I parked at the MCG, Jim, with my shitty little tag, whatever I got. Anyway, I leave at only 1:30 after the rub.
That's it,
But you can't get out because everyone's coming in and all that. And there's no, they haven't got an area. Yeah, no exit.
So what'd you do?
Ran over a couple of witches' hats.
Oh.
And found my way right at Punt Road. The lights went green. I was off.
Gone.
I was out of there, but poor old couple of witches. I had a rippy eye.
They're all munted.
All flat.
They're all flat. Poor old witches.
This is Brian.
Yeah.
You're having a go at Bristle.
No, he's mad. He is mad.
You've just pulled a Bristle.
Anyway, so it didn't come a train.
Oh, no. It ran me over.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
I'm in Adelaide tomorrow.
Why?
Fat was meant to be in Adelaide.
Yeah, yes.
So it's all booked. And by the way, all booked through his management company.
TLA.
Yeah. Sally.
So then Sally's the superstar, Chompers. Of course. But she has organised for us all to go over because Liv, the tournament's coming up. Wade Ormsby, of course, a great old mate of mine, is playing in the tournament. Wow. It's at Grange in Adelaide. So we were going to catch up with Orms. Orms was going to help Fat out with his game.
Yes.
And then Fat suddenly decided he couldn't go because he was in a meeting. This is his management company.
Yes.
So I'm doing you a favour by going.
No, you're not.
And now you're not going.
Well, he saw my swing. He said, I can't do anything. But Bernie's coming on.
No, well, Bernard will come down. So because he's got the crash hook going at the minute. He's all over the place with his golf hook.
Can't get a ticket to that.
No, sold out. Completely sold out. It's going to be superb.
It will be.
Orms has just won a tournament, obviously, up in Thailand, so he's flying.
Yep.
Rory Laird, or as we call him, Stumpy.
Stumpy.
Also coming in. So it's going to be a nice show tomorrow.
Nice show. And I'll be here.
The whole reason we're going was you.
Lord, I'm sick of travelling. I've travelled a lot lately.
You're sick of travelling.
Yeah, sick of travelling. Right, okay. I got burnout. Speaking of burnout, let's hear the joke.
Oh, my God.
Day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right.
Oh, it's a Monday night joke, Jim.
Oh, no.
Why did the Willy Wonka close his chocolate factory?
Why?
He was short-staffed.
Was the meant
no,
to go in
shouldn't,
there?
No, probably didn't have to put that in there. Why did Willy Wonka close his chocolate factory?
There we go.
He was short-staffed, Jim. Yeah.
Even without
been a problem since to be fair. Corona. Just hard to find staff, Jim.
And no, it'll be because of the Oompa Loompas.
No. Just in case political correctness was listening.
Yep. No, good.
Yes. PC.
So anyway.
No, we all need a pop-up.
What the hell are you giving that?
It's Monday. It's raining. He coughed a bit of flack and he can't take it.
Put the faces in the glass.
They're still laughing.
I can't believe how bad I'm
looking. There's
an incorrect button you've just pressed. That is poo.
Nah.
Poo.
Well done, Fat. One from one.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.